Hey everybody, Economy Ninja. It's late tonight, and I notice that silver is dumping pretty hard. I want to show you that, and I want to show you what happened in the past during the Great Recession, or actually the events leading up to it, when the Federal Reserve was bringing rates down heavily, and when gold and silver actually saw a pretty significant sell-off, like a 25% sell-off, and why that happened back then. And if you think about it, during this massive silver smackdown that happened last week, it happened when the new Fed governor, or Trump's pick, was brought out to public, right? And so I think there's some serious correlation. So what we're going to do is we're going to dive in right now. I'm going to show you this stuff, and we're going to start with what's going on right now on CNBC, and then we're going to show you the Kitco numbers. As you can see right now, silver showing Kitco $77, down 8.25%. Kitco paints a more grim photo. Right now, $74, the live price, which is down almost 15%, which is a very significant sell-off on percentage basis. Well, this is what I want to show you right here. And I think this is really important to tell you, because as the Federal Reserve, and this is a chart going all the way back to, geez, the 70s, early 70s, till current, you need to look at these little moments right here, like where gold tapped $1,000, was 992. So we'll call it a thousand. March of 2008, right? And officially sold off from March until November of 2008, where it bottomed at around $750. On a percentage basis, 25%. That's a big sell-off. And now we've got a lot more percentage to lose in the gold and silver markets, because we've seen the rise so just amazingly in the last few months. So this is what I want to show you. Back here in October 2006, that was when I was selling my real estate off, warning everybody that there was a real estate crash coming. People didn't want to listen. But that is when the federal funds rate peaked at 3.94%. If you see, it started to come down a little bit and then plateaued, right? It came down to about the low threes to the mid twos. And then in August of 2007, we started to see the sell-off aggressively happening, the lowering of interest rates. And the narrative back then in the gold and silver community were like, hey, they're going to print, they're going to print. And so they started bidding up the price of gold and silver, right? Now, I know there's just gold on this chart, but stick with me. As this crossover right here happened, where the Fed funds rate hit 1.22%, was in October of 2007. Mind you, this is prior to Bear Stearns closing their doors in the spring of 2008, and obviously what we all know to be the actual Great Recession announcement, and Lehman Brothers closing their doors and going to being destroyed in September of 2008. When they started to really aggressively drop rates into the negative rates, look at this sell-off from gold. See, what happened by December of 2007 is the stock market started moving down in earnest. And that stock market sell pressure actually added to the sell pressure of gold and silver, although it was a little delayed. What I believe we're seeing now is the exact same thing playing out in the markets. As the markets are getting jittery and they're getting ready for the Fed to start dropping rates, most people in the markets understand that this isn't a dropping of rates because things are great. It's a dropping of rates because things aren't great. They aren't as they seem. The economy is having a lot of hard time keeping it together. And so what I think you're seeing is pre-selling in these markets, especially profit taking from large entities in the gold and silver markets. And that's why it's important to have a balanced approach. Look, I just want to bring you this information. Let me know down below what you think about it and where you're seeing it. I still think we're going to see weakness, continued weakness in the crypto markets as well. So right now, I'm positioned in cash. I haven't sold any of my silver, but I'm getting excited. If we see $50 and under in silver, I'm going to be looking to pick up some specific pieces of silver. I'll let you know when that happens. And I'm really excited about that. All right. If it doesn't go down and it keeps going up, well, hey, we all got silver and we're all excited, right? All right. With that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.